going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, happy birthday today to Tyson Ritter, lead singer, frontman for All American Rejects, 41 years old today. I'm Scoot on the air. We've got a lot to talk about this afternoon. In the first hour, we were talking about the idea of throwing parents in jail, arresting them and throwing some parents in jail. Not all parents, there'd be some exceptions. But the idea of throwing parents in jail if their kids commit crimes, I think, is a good idea. And over time, it's going to give an incentive to parents, even young parents, to either not have kids if they're going to have sex, or to actually try to raise their children if they have them. If not, they're going to go to jail. Because a lot of parents don't give a damn about their kids. I mean, that seems so unbelievable to me. But it's true. And we see it. And it's really sad. And it's not fair to the kids. And so if you're going to have sex and a child comes into this world, you better take care of it or you might go to jail. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But that leads to a question about kids today. And somebody was talking last hour about her daughter is a single mom of four kids. And, you know, what if one of her kids goes and gets involved in a group that is up to no good? I mean, this can happen, and this happens to good parents. So another question that I have, and a lot of people have this question, where do kids go? Where do kids go to play and hang out? When I was young, when I was a teenager, we went to Lakeside Shopping Center. We went to movies. At one point, we went to Pontchartrain Beach, which doesn't exist any longer. When we were teenagers and old enough to date, we took our cars and we parked at the lakefront and we made out. So where do kids go today? I mean, where do teenagers, when their hormones are starting to rage, where do they go make out? Do they just do it at home because there's so many homes where both parents are working? I mean, I think these are good questions to ask and to get answers to. And you can answer these questions because you know. Now, when I go to Lakeside on a weekend, I see a lot of young people. And I don't know if they're buying or if they're looking or just kind of hanging out there. I don't think there's anything wrong with hanging out at a mall. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, I posted a picture that I took with a furry who was just outside of Lakeside Mall. Now, the furry apparently was not allowed to go in Lakeside with the furry head on, but this was a full-blown furry. Well, not the full outfit, but the head of a furry and a tail. And so this young female was a furry, and she was at Lakeside. And I had a brief conversation with her. We talked about it on the show. That's posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page and also Scoot on the Air Instagram if you want to check that out and comment. Young people hang out at Lakeside. It's a place to go to be seen and a place to go and see other people. I don't know if that's the same at Oakwood on the West Bank, but it might be. I've been to Oakwood a lot recently. I go to the H&M there at Oakwood sometimes. And there are other things that you can find at Oakwood. There was the plaza at Lake Forest years ago. There was a time when the Esplanade Mall was a hot spot. So, you know, let's talk today about where kids go. What do they do? Where are there places for kids to go? And you can't always send kids to a place where they have to pay because, you know, a lot of kids and their parents can't afford to always pay to go somewhere. But where do kids go today? If you have kids or grandkids, where do they go? Just to hang out and to be seen. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And I remind you, the draft fest on WWL begins at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And I'm excited because this is the beginning of the Saints 2025 season. They may pick a quarterback in the early picks. I hope they do. We don't know what's going on with Derek Carr. Mickey Loomis is saying he wants resolution and clarity. Hell yeah, he wants resolution and clarity. I mean, what's going on with Derek Carr? You know, apparently he's got an injured shoulder. You know, Drew Brees had an injured shoulder. And, you know, we took him in and rehabbed. He rehabbed and everything. And look what Drew Brees did. He was awesome. So I'm not saying his shoulder injury is a deal breaker, but, you know, Derek Carr's not our quarterback. He's not the quarterback for the future, and I don't see Derek Carr as really a part of this team. I don't think he cares about New Orleans. Have we gotten any information? Ian, have we gotten any text messages about Derek Carr? And Ian shaking his head no. Because I asked the question earlier, where is this guy? I don't see him in New Orleans. And I heard that he took off and after the season and went to California. I don't think Derek Carr cares about New Orleans. Now, you can be a great quarterback and not care about the city. I mean, that's possible. And we would love you if you took us to the Super Bowl. But I think it's important for the Saints quarterback to care about New Orleans. We want the quarterback. We want the players to care about our city. And I don't think Derek Carr cares about New Orleans. If I'm wrong, please correct me. But that's the impression that I get. So I don't think he's the quarterback for the future. I don't think he cares about New Orleans. And I would be happy if anything and everything is done to get rid of him and move on from Derek Carr. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Waveland. And John, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scoot.
Hey, John.
Well, first of all, living in Waveland, the kids have nothing to do here. But that's not what I wanted to comment on. I'm an old man. The thing about the kids bringing guns, you know, having guns, far too often it's their parents' guns.
Yeah.
In that case, I definitely think that the parents should be prosecuted.
Yeah.
You know, if they bought the gun on the street or something, well, that might have been out of the parents' control. But if they got the gun in their nightstand and the kid brings it to school, you go to jail.
Yeah. That's an easy decision. If a child commits a crime, there's going to be a court case. There's going to be an investigation. And some parents shouldn't go to jail, but I think some of them should. And in the case of your kid gets your gun, you go to jail. I agree.
I mean, you know, look, if it's a single parent or something, well, maybe they, you know, maybe they spend weekends in jail, or maybe they get an ankle monitor where they can't leave the freaking house, you know.
Yeah.
But some type of
consequence
or whatever, you know, for the parents.
Yeah.
It'd be great if you make them stay at home. They'll spend some time with their children.
Yeah. Which they should have done in the beginning. You know, which I should have done in the beginning. John, I appreciate the call. Of course, you know, when you live around a beach, you know, you can't spend all the time on the beach. And, you know, the beach is not always practical in the wintertime. But, you know, I had close friends in Gulfport. And, you know, we spent a lot of time in Gulfport. And, man, we just hung out on the beach. You know, we just hung out and just did stuff. And every time we went there, we, you know, had a good time. So I'd like to know where kids hang out. Where do the children play? Where do they go out? Yeah, I want to talk about that this afternoon. All right, look, I got to get some news taken care of, and then, okay. All right, I'm being told we got to take a break here. So, if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to your calls. Also, we've got Scoot's news briefs to take a look at. It's quite a sight. We'll take a look at that a little bit later, and also be thinking about this. When you were young, where did you hang out? Where did you and your friends hang out? And where do kids hang out today? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870, 504-260-1870. Jazz Fest 2025 opened up today at 11 o'clock. John Fogerty is going to be on the festival stage at 5:30 this afternoon. So you've got plenty of time to make it. If you're heading out in that direction, man, John Fogerty, he is an icon. He is a legend. And I'm sure he's going to be playing some CCR stuff, too. We'll be back. I'm Scoot on WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, so where do the children play? I mean, where do the teenagers go to just hang out? There's a time in your life when you're too old to just stay at home and you go hang out. When we were teenagers, we hung out. So think about where you hung out. And also, let's talk about where teenagers hang out today. I'm Scoot, the Oakenheart Jewelers. Talking text line is 504-260-1870. We'll get to some of your calls and text messages. Right now, it's time to take a look at Scoot's news briefs. Despite what President Trump is saying, China denies any suggestion it is currently in talks with the U.S. over tariffs.
President Trump and China are offering different views on whether talks are ongoing about U.S. tariffs. Yesterday, after his Treasury chief said there were no formal negotiations over the taxes, the president was asked if he's actively engaging with China.
Everything's active.
This morning, China's foreign ministry denied it, with a spokesman saying, for all he knows, Beijing and Washington are not having any talks on tariffs. Hours later,
they had a meeting this morning, so I can't tell you, it doesn't matter who they is.
The president has said things are going well with China, and he's shown interest in reaching a deal to lower his massive retaliatory tariffs, saying earlier this week he'll be very nice and not play hardball with President Xi Jinping.
We're going to be very good to China, have a great relationship with President Xi.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Yeah, well, since Donald Trump never lies, then I believe Donald Trump. So obviously there are talks with China. I mean, why would I believe China? Trump doesn't lie. Donald Trump's approval rating on the economy is down to 37%. Not good. With the future of Trump's trade wars still unclear, most Americans are concerned about the economy.
Most Americans are bracing for higher prices as a result of President Trump's tariff policies, according to a new AP NORC poll. As we look at the data, it shows there's widespread anxiety and uncertainty about the economy after Trump imposed and then partially suspended hundreds of billions of dollars a year in new import taxes. The poll found that about 7 in 10 Americans think prices will increase because of Trump's tariff policies. And about half are extremely or very concerned that the economy will go into a recession in the next few months. Trump's base is still standing behind him. Republicans are much less concerned about a potential recession than Democrats or independents. But the findings are alarming for a president who was widely perceived by voters last November as the best candidate to handle the economy and specifically the best candidate to tame inflation. And Americans are much less sure about the possible economic benefits. Only about half think Trump's tariff policies will increase jobs and manufacturing, and relatively few of those think Trump's approach will result in a big increase.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see what happens. But I have to be honest and say that I don't know that Kamala Harris would have had any answers either. And as I've often said, the president doesn't have that much to do with controlling inflation, even though Trump said that before the campaign or during the campaign. All right. Speaking with reporters, President Trump said that he is hopeful that Russia and Ukraine can reach a deal.
I think they both want to make peace. I do believe so. There's a lot of hatred there. There's a lot of very bad blood, a lot of distrust. But I think I hope we're going to get there for the sake of a lot of young people that are dying. I have my own deadline, and we want it to be fast. And the prime minister is helping us. He wants it to be fast, too. And I think everybody at this time in NATO, they want to see this thing happen. So we have a deadline. And after that, we're going to have a very much different attitude. But I think it has a very good chance of getting done.
Well, we don't know what the deadline is, but we know for sure it wasn't day one. Russia doesn't seem to be ready to end the war after killing 9 in the Ukraine capital yesterday.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's cutting short his official trip to South Africa and returning home after a Russian strike on Kyiv killed at least 9 people and injured more than 70. The Russian attack on Kyiv came hours after weeks of peace negotiations appeared to be coming to a head without an agreement in sight. President Donald Trump lashed out at Zelensky on Wednesday, accusing him of prolonging what he called the killing field by refusing to surrender the Russia-occupied Crimea Peninsula as part of a possible peace deal. Zelensky has repeated many times during the more than 3-year war that recognizing occupied territory as Russian is a red line for his country. I'm Karen Chamas.
You know, I appreciate that Donald Trump did tell Vladimir Putin to stop after this attack. He said he told Putin to just stop. But I don't know that he's going to. State and local election officials are meeting to consider President Trump's executive order to change how elections are run.
The U.S. Election Assistance Commission's Standards Board is holding a public hearing in North Carolina on President Donald Trump's March 25th executive order that directs the independent federal agency to update the National Voter Registration Form to include a proof of citizenship requirement. It also calls for revising guidelines and withholding federal money from any state that accepts ballots after Election Day. Voting rights groups, the Democratic Party, and Democratic officials in 21 states have filed suit, saying Trump is exceeding his authority under the U.S. Constitution and interfering with states' power to set election rules. Trump, who still makes false claims about the 2020 presidential election, says the commission must take appropriate action within 30 days. The ID requirement has caused widespread concern that it will disenfranchise millions of voters who don't have a passport or other documents to prove their citizenship. I'm Donna Warder.
All right. Disgraced movie mogul and certified trash bag Harvey Weinstein is back in court today.
Harvey Weinstein, the one-time Hollywood mogul turned Me Too villain, is back in court for a retrial in his Manhattan rape case. Now, Weinstein was convicted in 2020, but that conviction was overturned last year by New York's highest court, the Court of Appeals, so he was back in court on Wednesday for opening statements. A jury of 7 women and 5 men, the opposite of the jury that convicted him in 2020, heard from a prosecutor who described the allegations of 3 women who say, one of them says Harvey Weinstein raped her in 2013, and then 2 other women say that Weinstein forcibly performed oral sex on them in 2006 in separate alleged incidents.
Was there any bigger supporter of Donald Trump than Sarah Huckabee? Sarah Huckabee was, in the first term, Donald Trump's press secretary. She lied for him day after day after day. She was right there with him, a diehard Trump supporter. Well, now he's giving her the shaft. Because Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is governor of Arkansas, is now trying to repeal this decision to withhold, for Trump withholding disaster relief to help with the tornado damage. The tornadoes in Arkansas. Tornadoes in Arkansas, and Trump wants to withhold the funds. Now, if FEMA is effed up, then you fix FEMA. But you still have the government help out the states, because I don't think the states are prepared to deal with all of this. So just remember this. If you voted for Donald Trump, and God forbid we have a hurricane, and the administration and FEMA are going to give you nothing, how are you going to feel about that? But that's a possibility. All right, that's it for Scoot's News Briefs. Let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Jimmy in Gretna. Hey, Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Hey, man. Listen, I know there's a lot going on this weekend with Jazz Fest and Zurich Classic, the NFL Draft. I wanted to invite you and Ian to the Plaquemines Parish Seafood Festival this weekend. It starts tomorrow night. We're going to be grilling some oysters at the Croatian American Society booth, so you guys are always welcome. And I wanted to bring this up. When I heard this story, it definitely reminded me of something you guys would bring up. I talked to Ian about it. Maybe he could look it up, more of the story on this. But there's a young guy, from what I understand, his name is Brandon Currency, kind of like you spell currency, but with an S. He was from what I understand, a principal, a well-liked principal at a Catholic school on the West Bank here, right in Jefferson Parish, at Visitation of Our Lady. And from what I understand, he lost his job because he had a child out of wedlock. I guess, you know, now I don't know if he's married to that woman now or married to somebody else or single. All I know is he lost his job as the principal due to having a child out of wedlock. Now, from what I understand, I saw they had a petition going around trying to get him to get his job back. He was very well liked. I wanted to bring that up to you and get your take on that. If Ian has any more, as the show progresses on this story, and just from a moral dilemma standpoint, what do you think of this?
Well, I don't know all the details, Jimmy. We're going to look into this because I love that topic. I personally think if somebody has a child out of wedlock, I mean, especially if they're then married to the person or they're doing what they can to take care of the person, I don't think they should lose their job. You know, people have sex. And many of the people who are judging this person for having a child out of wedlock are having sex, too, out of a marriage. They're doing the same thing. They just haven't produced a child yet. So who are they to judge? I mean, they're going through the same activity as this guy did. So again, without knowing any more, I'm just judging it on that. But I think that's a great story to look into.
I did find a change.org petition has just over 3,200 signatures right now demanding that the man be reinstated as principal of a Visitation of Our Lady School. Yeah, they're after the Archdiocese to put this guy back in his position.
Okay, well, let's print out that story, and maybe we can get to that one day next week. Mm-hmm. I think tomorrow, Free for All Friday, it's going to be a good day to talk about the Zurich Classic, and we'll do some golfing jokes, and we'll talk about Jazz Fest and more. We may not get to it tomorrow, but let's plan on talking about that next week. Let's go to Robert on the North Shore. Robert, welcome to WWL.
Hello, Scoot.
Hey, Robert.
You know, I'll tell you, I am a supporter of Trump, okay?
Uh-huh.
And the number one reason is because I just believe that we haven't had leadership in these last 4 years. And now, one thing about Trump, he is good to go. I don't believe everything he says. I don't believe anything that Biden said either. But, you know, what we need here in America is for both parties to get back together. Because right now, we're so divided, it doesn't matter whether Trump is doing something good, the Democrats are going to say it's bad. And if the Democrats are doing something good, the Republicans are going to say it's bad.
I know. That is a problem, Robert. I mean, that is the lowest common denominator of the problem that we have in America. The problem is that each side is supporting their side, but then there are, you know, good people like you and people like me who are saying, you know, you got to come together and work together. Because we've done this in the past, and I think a great example was President Ronald Reagan and Speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill. Man, these guys in public, they went after each other, they opposed each other, but ultimately they came to compromise. And compromise is the new C word that nobody wants to mention.
So the point is like right now we have America against China. And in all honesty, I believe one of our worst things that we've ever done was sign that NAFTA agreement, you know, the free trade agreement, because it took all of our manufacturing away. And I really do believe, you know, nothing is made here in America. Virtually, I mean, nothing that you could really use. Automobiles is the only one that's making automobiles is is Musk, you know, that's purely American. And good grief, I mean, everybody's against him.
But Robert, you know, look, NAFTA was, what, 92, 93? And by that time, there was already a lot of American manufacturing that had gone overseas. And a lot of that was the result of greed on the part of the American people, greed on the part of management, and greed on the part of the American unions. The unions raised the rate to the point where if you want to give a product at the lowest price to the American people, you can't do it here anymore. We got to go somewhere else. So I don't think America realizes how much a role they played in sending jobs overseas.
Oh, I agree. Greed is really a big thing. But what are we going to do now? I mean, we don't build ships here anymore. We don't build anything. And right now, America is teetering. You know, we're spending all of this money on the military, which I believe we need a strong military. But good grief, I mean, you know, America needs some help.
Yeah. Robert, you bring up great problems, and they're problems that we don't, you know, automatically have answers to. But those questions need to be answered. I don't see, and I may be wrong, but I don't see America becoming a manufacturing-based economy again. I don't see that. And I've talked about this before. When we went from an agricultural-based economy to an industrial-based economy, we didn't go backwards. And we've moved from an industrial-based economy to a tech, hospitality, I guess, based economy. And I don't think that's going to change. I don't think we're going to revert back to, you know, being a big manufacturing nation. It's too easy to do it elsewhere, and American greed feeds that. So I don't know what the answers are, but, you know, there are different kinds of jobs that are going to be available. And the people who are in the blue-collar jobs with people in manufacturing, you know, they're going to have to find jobs, and that segment of the population is going to have to find jobs involving technology, involving hospitality, involving some of the things that are some of the industries and businesses that are hiring people today. You know, there are jobs, there's new direction. There's going to be, you know, clean energy is a very, very big field. And there are going to be jobs available in that area as well. And, you know, this is not my area of expertise. So, you know, I can only speak of some of the things that I know about, but there are many, many other things out there. And I don't think we're going to go backwards. And the thinking needs to be thinking forward and finding a way to become part of the economy today. And let's build what we have. There are going to be some factories that are going to come back. And that's going to provide jobs for some communities. And we've got one coming back in Louisiana. And that's all good. But I just don't see a mass exodus from overseas coming back to America with manufacturing. I think that's a dream that Donald Trump has presented that is not going to really come true. All right. We'll come back with more of your comments. The Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 2007, U.S. President George W. Bush was denied a luxury suite at the Imperial Hotel in Vienna. Why was this president denied a suite at the Imperial Hotel in Vienna? Well, it's because Mick Jagger was in the suite because the Stones were in town for a tour, and he booked it first. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1976, there were rumors that the Beatles might get back together. Saturday Night Live executive producer Lorne Michaels went on camera on Saturday Night Live and offered the guys $3,000, which was union scale, to get back together. I had also heard that it went up to $1 million. At the time, watching Saturday Night Live was Paul McCartney and John Lennon. They were watching at John Lennon's New York City apartment, and they considered going over to the show just for fun, but they never did. But in 1976, there were really strong rumors that the Beatles might get back together. And that's why in 1980, when John Lennon was killed, it brought the possibility of the Beatles ever getting back together again to an end. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Carlton in New Orleans. Hey, Carlton, welcome to WWL.
Yeah, well, my good thing is,
hey, Carlton, are you with us? All right, let's go back to Carlton. Let's check in with Janice in New Orleans. Janice, you're on WWL.
Yes, Scoot. Yeah, it was funny that you, I don't mean funny in a funny ha-ha way, I just mean, you know, strange timing there, that you had mentioned that lady, that governor, Sarah Huckabee, because I read the other day that she is literally begging, she is begging Trump to help her state and to help her people that have been victims of those tornadoes. And I think that that's an awfully sad thing that she has to do that. People, let me explain something to you. When Elon said that Social Security, you know, Social Security Administration is a Ponzi scheme and an entitlement, it really opened my eyes. It truly did. And now I am listening to the other side. It doesn't always mean that I'm going to agree with them.
I understand. I get that.
But Trump, well, I don't know if everybody listening to me gets it. They need to try to understand. I am not 100% down with him. And I mean, some people feel, oh, well, if you're not 100% down with him, how would you, you know, and all this kind of stuff. Now, look at it this way. After Hurricane Katrina, I had to live for quite a while, from February of 06 to August of 08, in a trailer. Would you like to know what it was called? It was called a FEMA trailer.
Yep.
Or I could have been living maybe out of my garage because I couldn't stay in the house and I had to be somewhere. And this man wants to abolish FEMA, and he's saying that Xi Jinping and him are working on a deal. They're not working on a deal.
Well, Janice, you know what's happened here. Do you know what has happened here?
Negotiations are underway.
You know what's happened here? You are becoming more of a radical moderate. And it doesn't mean that you hate everything Trump represents. It doesn't mean you're not a Republican. No. It just means that you're not so one-sided like you once were, because you see some things that are real life, real life truths that are not good. And if FEMA is messed up, try to fix FEMA. But look, if Arkansas is a very red state. A lot of Trump supporters, a lot of people who voted for Trump, are hurt by this idea that they're not going to get money from the government. And, you know, I can't think of anybody who was closer to Donald Trump than Sarah Huckabee Sanders, because as a White House spokesperson, she was very close to the president. And now she's begging for money.
Well, it's a pity, and she shouldn't have to beg. And everybody out there, I'm asking you, please try to look at things with an open mind.
Janice,
there are things about Trump I like, but right now, in this moment, there's something he wants to do with the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, app, cutting people and making cuts and stuff. We need those people. Look how many times you hear, oh, there's been a recall of this at the store, and a recall of this, and a recall of that. We need these people. The things he's doing are just not good. This is not the Donald Trump that I voted for. I'm sorry, but I mean, I wasn't down with anything Kamala said.
Janice, I understand. Hey, I've got to get you a break here. Thanks for your call. And really, Janice is a changed woman, and some things have opened her eyes. And a lot of Republicans, politicians and voters, a lot of Republicans have opened their eyes. And Donald Trump is not the person they thought he was going to be. It's not their fault. He lied to them. They believe the lies, but he's not what they thought they were getting. All right, Jazz Fest opened up at 11 o'clock today. It's going on right now. Tomorrow on the Gentilly stage, 5:45, Cheap Trick. And let me tell you, Robin Zander, last time I heard these guys, Robin Zander is still hitting the high notes. They sound and look great. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. This is a really sad note on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar. It was on this day in 1975. Pete Ham, who was a lead singer and primary songwriter for the band Badfinger, this is one of their hits, he hanged himself at his London home. Guess how old he was? 27. He was part of Club 27, the rockers that died at the age of 27 because of drugs or alcohol or suicide. The album that they had just put out was not doing well. He was losing income, and he committed suicide, left behind a pregnant girlfriend who gave birth to their daughter the following month. Suicide is just really a very, very selfish act. All right, I'm Scoot. We've got a lot to cover coming up in the next hour, and get ready for Draft Fest begins at 4 o'clock this afternoon here on WWL. I'm Scoot. If you're on hold, hang on. More of your calls, more of your texts coming up next. All right, we're almost to the weekend, Thursday afternoon on WWL.